This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So each year I try to give you guys my predictions for the upcoming year. So I have mine, but I do want to hear from you. I'd like to hear what you guys think are going to happen in 2022. Do you think it's going to be an absolute poop show? Or do you think 2022 is going to be a calm, easygoing year? I'm thinking it's going to be, as you see the meme, 2022, as in another 2020. I think it's going to be somewhere in between. But I want to hear from you guys, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So my predictions for 2022and I got that radar, and I got that Spidey sense. 2022 is going to be very, very dramatic. It won't have the same type of drama as 2020. It's going to be a little, it's going to have some very weird twists off of 2021, but I think 2022 is going to be probably one of the most dramatic years yet post-COVID. And remember, we've only had 2 years. And now, one such reason is we have the Olympics, we have another election, we have a lot of civil unrest, we have this kind of brewing towards a civil war. I don't think we're going to a civil war, but this is what I think. So here are some of my predictions, and I could go into some detail with this, but first and foremost, we got the election coming up, the midterm election. I do predict a red wave, because the pendulum always swings back. And so people are very, very frustrated. They don't like the mandates. They don't think Biden, you know, came through on his promises. And anything that Biden might have done that was positive didn't really get highlighted, you know, after everything that happened with Afghanistan and mandates and still him threatening possibly domestic travel mandates with flights. And I think there's going to be a rebound. However, the election is not going to be without its drama, because there is going to be a lot of discussion on cheating. There's going to be dead ballots. There's going to be concerns of the software. There's going to be this confusion with mail-in ballots, of people not getting a ballot, or them getting two, or them filling out a ballot for a dead relative. So I think the election is going to be another poop show. I think there's going to be a lot of drama, and nobody is going to say either side is going to feel that the results are accurate because of all the potential in cheating with the mail-in ballots. So I think from an election standpoint, it is going to be a mess. But the reason why even more dramatic than the last one is because if there is a red wave, we're going to start hearing from the Democratic side that they saw cheating, or they saw. So we're going to probably have to have a reboot of how we do our elections based on both sides now seeing that there could be integrity issues with the election. Inflation. All right. Inflation is going to rise. It's going to continue to rise, but it'll all depend on what spending the Biden administration and Congress does. If they push through, and we think they are still going to push through, build back better, more spending, because they see that there's a ticking time bomb come November and the 2022 midterms, then I think there's going to be some rash sort of legislation as their last big hurrah until Republicans start to take control of Congress again, which means I think inflation is going to go up. If they start to read the tea leaves and go, okay, wait a second, we need to maybe kind of slow our roll, let's build this up, let's, you know, kind of slow some of these, you know, these changes that have been spurring a lot of criticism, it might flatten a little bit, but I'm expecting inflation to rise even worse next year. Another prediction is Dallas Cowboys are going to be in the Super Bowl. Okay, I mean, I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. Dallas Cowboys are rocking it. They're division leaders right now. And as long as nobody gets COVID and everybody stays tight and nobody breaks a toe or a clavicle or a hamstring, and as I always predict, hurts their groin, we could be looking at a Dallas Cowboys Super Bowl. Just a thought. Even though I have money on the Bucks in the Super Bowl and the Bucks winning the Super Bowl because I made that last year, I am open to the Dallas Cowboys being in the Super Bowl as well. All right. In terms of new variants in COVID, there is going to be another COVID variant, obviously, because we still don't know who's leaking the stuff. We still don't know if there's lab issues. We know that it's rampant, and with the vaccination waxing and waning, there will be new variants. But one prediction that's not coming from me, but from others, is H5N1, the bird flu, could be making its very ugly encore in terms of this year affecting humans, as millions, or I think even more, birds have been culled because of H5N1. So I predict we might be seeing H5N1 veer its ugly head. Beijing Olympics is coming up February 4th. I think the Beijing Olympics is going to be a poop show. I think because people are so mad at what happened with COVID and nobody believes them that it happened with bat soup at a fish market, I think there's going to be a lot of diplomatic drama. And I think there's going to be again, more COVID rules, even if the wave starts to drop down, and there's going to be a lot of accusing and finger pointing, and people are going to be pretty mad at Beijing, mad at China, and I just think it's not going to be the typical Olympics, and it's going to be a poop show. Moreover, I think we're going to start to see Putin, right, move forward with its invasion or attack of Ukraine or something else. We're also, I think, going to see Beijing probably move forward on Taiwan. I think they see a very narrow window of opportunity before, let's say, President Trump comes back into power, if that happens. So I do predict that we are going to see some issues with Putin, and because, again, the timing is right. Everybody's distracted with COVID. People are working from home. Fauci's going to retire. That's my prediction. I think Dr. Fauci is going to retire. I think he's, they're already talking about some of the money that he's going to make. I think he's going to get, $350,000 pension. I'm not entirely sure. So I think Dr. Fauci is going to, and I don't blame him because it's been an absolute poop show. And you can't be in that position where you're a doctor and in the media and in politics. It just doesn't work and you lose a lot of credibility. I think he's done with the death threats and I think he's done with people riffing on him. I also think there's going to be a surge of homeschooling. We're going to have a huge exodus of parents taking their kids out of school. So those are some of my predictions. I want to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's our producer. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And yes, thank you. One of our callers is like, you've been working the whole holiday. Yeah, we have been. Daniel, Jason, we've all been working the whole holiday. I have a couple. I have like a conference and things like that coming up. I don't like to play replays if I don't have to. And having had surgery, I appreciate you guys and your patience with hour three. But we are live all full 3 hours next week, but we are live at least for the first two throughout the holidays. And then if I do have to take a couple days off, we'll let you guys know. But for now, yeah, we've been live. We've been working. So our next listener wants to be anonymous, but wants to know what is my prediction with transgender sports. Now, this is really interesting. So you know that there's been obviously a lot of controversy on when you have a male team and you have a female team. The female team might not have always the same speed, the same numbers, the same scores. And so female teams have you know, winners that might not necessarily have the same speed as, let's say, Usain Bolt or, okay. And so when somebody who might have been identified as birth and born as an XY wants to live the life as a female, which is their choice, and compete, it's been causing many controversies as somebody who might have the build of a XY competing with XX causes some controversy in terms of, are women going to always be looked upon as inferior and unable to compete when there is somebody who is not, shall we say, born XX and out competing them. So there's been a lot of drama in terms of University of Pennsylvania, where transgender teammate Leah Thomas had been completely blowing away records and a phenomenal swimmer, but is transgender. And so many of the, I guess now, headlines are surrounding how a lot of the teammates didn't want to say anything because they didn't want to get canceled. And, you know, at this point, you know, people are worried about their careers. So here's my prediction of what's going to happen with that. My prediction is, and I could be wrong, is, and it stems from this. If a transgender female who identifies as female wants to compete in Olympic sports, wants to compete in, I think, you know, in multiple sports arenas, whether it's swim, basketball, etc., they have to have testosterone suppression. I think that's a little cruel. They have to stop their medications. They cannot, because when you go from male to female, transgender, you suppress your testosterone and you enhance estrogen. And I gotta tell you, you know, being off with my hormones around my period was very, very uncomfortable. So what they make a transgender do is not, they can't be on any testosterone enhancing. Their testosterone level has to be, their testosterone level has to be below a certain amount, as if that's the only reason why they could compete better than females. It doesn't have to do with their bone mass, muscle mass, speed, etc. And so my prediction is they will have transgenders then be in the sport with the cisgender. I predict that rather than forcing somebody to overcome, you know, hormones and then have to have a suppression and have to not show that they're on, to have certain levels of hormones, that they be a part of the team that doesn't force them to alter their hormones, shall we say. So my prediction is if the controversy continues and in sports they aren't sure how to handle, you know, what to do about somebody completely beating out all the females because they're transgender, my guess is they might, because some people have suggested, why don't you have a transgender, why don't you have like a transgender team? And I don't see that being practical. I don't even think that's not what somebody who's transgender wants to do. Somebody who's transgender, they want to identify. So they could still identify as who they want to, but then rather than them swim among cis women, they'll swim among cis men. And I think what we're going to start to do, my prediction is there's going to be a blending of teams. So, because as we're trying to move towards, well, we don't want to say, okay, well, you know, we don't want to, you know, brand or stereotype women. We don't want to brand or stereotype men. Maybe the move they make that might be the least controversial is if somebody is born, let's say, male, is transgender, but still can compete with men, they still compete with men, as opposed to competing with women and then beating them all. I don't know. I'm not saying that's what they should do, but that's my prediction. My prediction is they're going to probably come up with, because they should not come up with, okay, we'll just have two transgenders compete. I don't think that's going to work. So that's my guess. All right. And just prediction. I'm not saying anything should be a certain way. So now, this was something we had talked about a couple weeks ago. Remember when the CDC had said that the amount of Omicron cases were 17%, then the next day 23%, and within 24 hours, they said 73% of the cases was Omicron. And we were like, I have never seen anything that fast in my career. I don't even know how they tested that quickly. Was that supposed to be a projection? It just made no sense. We spoke about that. We thought either the early numbers were wrong or that number was wrong. We were right. You all too, because we all kind of doubted it. Apparently, the CDC was off by 50%. CDC had to revise a chart showing the prevalence of the Omicron variant in the U.S., cutting the number of cases involving the new strain by half. The Omicron variant accounted for 23% of all cases in the week ending December 18th, not 73%. No, I don't think it was a typo. The Omicron variant did account for 59% of all new cases for the week ending on December 25th. What were the other ones? The Delta. We still have Delta. So the revision now comes as the U.S. has broken its record for daily COVID cases. I think they're at now a 7-day average of 254,496 cases. Why all the cases? Well, because everybody started to test. You know, everybody wants to travel. My kids are going to want to go see Grandpa. We're going to have them test. Whereas they didn't test before because they weren't sick. So now that we have all these people testing, yes, we have the cases going up. And now we have the big cluster of us not having enough COVID cases. So the agency did release a revised chart today showing that the new variant accounted for 23% of all cases and not the 73%. Probably because when somebody did the calculations for Christmas week, they saw it was 59. Somebody goes, oh, they're going down. And somebody decides to look back and check the numbers. Now, why is this significant? Well, look, I respect the CDC. I'm very grateful for a lot of the work the CDC does. But this shows that, number one, the CDC is probably overwhelmed. Number two, there's probably people in the CDC who are doing half-assed work. And number three, it's just another example of why people have hesitancy and distrust of the government. You can't have numbers, especially coming from the CDC, that are wrong. And when they, before Christmas, said, boom, it has exploded to 73% in over 24 hours, I mean, this was almost like lightning-fast Ebola. And I had never seen anything like that, but because, you know, this show is also a news show, I have to report the numbers the CDC gave. But then I gave my opinion and said, I don't believe it. This doesn't make sense. I've never seen this. Some number has to be wrong. Either the early numbers and COVID, but Omicron was here for months or weeks way before, or somebody's getting this number wrong. So, I don't think it means, you know, we have to fire people. I don't think there has to be, you know, people running around with their pitchforks and all that. But it does show that the CDC is playing catch up. It shows that there's chaos. And it also shows that we might not be getting 100% accurate information from the agency that we need. And so maybe what we need to do is just take a step back, take a deep breath, and reset. And maybe rather than, okay, we've had 542 plus cases here, and this, rather than all these exact numbers, maybe what we just need to do is say, all right, guys, all right, we're in another wave. Everybody take a deep breath. Nobody panic. You know, because as you're pushing this out there, people are panicking. Now you can't get any Omicron or COVID tests, and people are hoarding them. You know, and to go look, we have some estimates. These are our estimates. All right, we're understaffed, mandates, people out of work, labor shortage. We're going to get there. Bear with us. All right, we're going to give you some rough estimates. We know Omicron is fast. We know it has a faster incubation period. Just don't be spewing out wrong numbers. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
I'm walking in the rain.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden and Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke for 50 minutes on Thursday in what U.S. senior officials characterize as a serious phone call setting next month's security talks in Europe. Wind gusts of 115 miles an hour fueled a wildfire near Denver, Colorado last night. At least 500 homes were burnt to the ground, closing major highways and causing evacuation of more than 30,000 people in two towns, including hospital patients. Colorado Governor Jared Polis.
This area, for those who don't know this area of Boulder County, is right in and around suburban subdevelopments, stores. It's like the neighborhood that you live in. It's like the neighborhood that any of us live in.
The town of Superior and the city of Louisville have been greatly impacted by the wildfires located between Denver and Boulder, Colorado. Happy New Year to you, my friend, from all of us here at USA Radio News. As the border crisis continues, President Biden wants to block a President Trump policy that actually deterred illegal immigration.
President Biden is asking the Supreme Court to overturn its enforcement of the Trump-era Remain in Mexico border policy, saying it leaves illegal immigrants in unacceptable conditions. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd reacts to the administration's claim, saying overturning the policy would only help drug and human trafficking cartels.
The criminal cartels do not fear law enforcement. What they fear is policy. They fear if they're going to be prosecuted. They fear if MPP is going to be brought back, because then they can't go into countries and advertise their services and make billions of dollars off of our policies.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The policy forces asylum seekers to wait in Mexico until a United States judge hears their claims. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So we said goodbye to a legend yesterday, NFL Hall of Fame coach, broadcaster, most popular game, football game out there, John Madden. Died unexpectedly at the age of 85. I don't believe we have a cause of death, no details, but the Hall of Fame coach turned broadcaster was, I just, a legend. You couldn't not know football, watch football, without knowing John Madden. Even if you didn't follow football, you know who he is. The league said he died unexpectedly yesterday at his home. He was the coach of the Oakland Raiders. And so having the Raiders here, it's really kind of been bittersweet, and we've had a lot of honors and memorials. He gave it 7 AFC title games, won the Super Bowl in the following 1976 season, had a 103-32-7 regular season record. His .759 winning percentage is the best among NFL coaches. So I beating Belichick. I mean, he's the GOAT in terms of coaches. That's with more than 100 games. So, according to the Raiders, they sent a statement. Team owner Mark Davis, he lit the Al Davis torch in honor of Madden. He said, few individuals meant as much to the growth and popularity of professional football as Coach Madden, whose impact on the game both on and off the field was immeasurable. Now, interesting, Madden had a regret. And this is a very interesting regret. So my kids play, you know, the football game, the John Madden football. But that was the original game. And so apparently he had turned down a chance to actually bet his own money on the success of the video game franchise. So back in 1988, John Madden football was developed by Electronic Arts. This was for the Apple II computer. The company founder, Trip Hawkins, approached Madden. This is back in 88. And said, look, you can have as much stock as you want. So the Raiders coach, man, what do you mean have? Well, purchase. Hawkins said he would have to buy the stock. Madden said, nah, nah, nah. He goes, hell, I'm just a football coach. He said, I pointed with my finger all-knowing and said, I gave you my time. I'm not giving you my money. I showed him. And this was in a ESPN Outside the Lines report. So he showed him. But EA's share price rose from $7.50 to $70 from 1989 to 1999. According to ESPN, then the company went on to become one of the leading game development companies in the world behind a Madden franchise that has sold more than 130 million games. The Madden games have equated to more than $4 billion in sales and now are on 30 different platforms. EA Sports FIFA is the only other sports video game to have passed the 100 million in sales. Madden did go on later saying that not buying the stock or buying into EA was the dumbest thing I ever did in my life. But he did agree in 2005 to a $150 million deal with the company to use his name and likeness in perpetuity, along with getting annual royalties. So he still made money. But very interesting, the reason why I bring this up is, you know, many of us have had those moments where we didn't want to get screwed and we did not make a move that could have ended up being very lucrative for us. Remember I told you my medical school roommate said he was going to buy some stock. This was in the 90s and I lived in Reno, Nevada. And so we had a couple stores. I think we had like Food for Less and Raley's. And so he had said he was going to buy stock, and he thinks it's going to be a winner, and it's going to go up. And I go, which stock? And he said it's called Walmart. And I go, that's the stupidest name ever. And I'm like, I'm not going to invest any money in that. Even the Walmart had been around for decades. It exploded in the 90s. Exploded. Okay, I didn't buy stocks. Why? Well, because Kmart wasn't doing that well. Gemco was going under, from what I remember. And so, and having been a college student previously, being talked into buying things that were complete waste of time, I'm like, I'm not going to be I'm not going to get screwed over, no way. And so I was waiting tables while in medical school, trying to put, you know, give money to my brother for him to go through college. So I wasn't going to have extra money to invest in stock as a poor medical student. That just doesn't happen. And so I think we all have those moments where, you know, we could have invested in something, but because we don't want to be screwed, you know, John Madden was the type of guy, he was smart. You know, and he probably hedged his bets. He obviously knew how to manage the Raiders, and here he was, coach Raiders, and then, you know, here he was with this, you know, a game 1988, yeah, you know, people are into football, but not to the degree that it is now. He probably was like, look, I'm not going to get screwed over. I don't want that on my resume or on my epitaph that I got screwed over. Well, instead, people are talking about how he might have, you know, made a very financial miss. But it sounds like he still did well, especially for a $150 million deal and having his name and royalties. So, you know, may he rest in peace. A fantastic career. He's taught us a lot, and football would not be what it was without 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Hours later, we said goodbye to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Harry Reid was 82 years old and passed this week of pancreatic cancer. According to his wife, Londra, I am heartbroken to announce the passing of my husband, former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. He died peacefully this afternoon, surrounded by our family, following a courageous four-year battle with pancreatic cancer. I had met multiple times. He even, you know, shot the breeze with my son at an airport. He would fly coach, you know, going back and forth in Nevada. We aren't really too bougie. So you take Southwest, there's no first class, business class, and fly coach with us. I saw him all the time on flights. Just, you know, he was a very, very public figure. Started in Congress back in 1983, served as Senate Majority Leader from 2007 to 2015. Our McCarran International Airport in Southern Nevada was recently named Harry Reid International Airport. But a lot of controversy. You know, Harry Reid and his politics was just, very controversial. Had Nevada split. In fact, when the airport was named right before he died, you know, people asked, why can't it just be Las Vegas International Airport? And it's a shame because you don't see as much of the memorializing like we do with, you know, Joe Madden as we do with Harry Reid. But interestingly, Harry Reid had been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 3 years prior. He was treated with Abraxane, which is an experimental therapy that has been now around for a while. It's a nanoparticle albumin bound paclitaxel. And it was used to treat breast cancer and lung cancer, and it teaches the body how to find the cancer, kill it, and then remember what it looks like to prevent regrowth. Now, he was being treated by Patrick Soon-Shiong, cancer specialist and executive director at the UCLA Wireless Health Institute, and actually was in remission in 2019. In an interview in 2020, he said he was cancer-free. So, we knew, him being in his 80s and fighting cancer, something sadly, always takes us back to our maker. But, how do you go from being in remission to cancer free to then dying of it 1 year later? Was rarely any side effects with it. It was approved in the FDA, the Abraxane, back in 2013 for the treatment of pancreatic cancer. One of my friend's fathers was treated with Abraxane, did well, went into remission as well, but then about a year later died. So I'm a little nervous about the going into remission, I think cancer will outsmart, certain things, and we're going to be talking about that. Each year, 57,000 Americans are diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. 5-year survival rate is 5%. Older individuals who are healthy can do as well as those younger, but median survival time is about 2 to 6 months. We'll talk about that a little bit more. 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one thing that has frustrated a lot of people, doctors, obviously patients, is, I believe, Alex Trebek, before he died of pancreatic cancer, was in remission. Ruth Bader Ginsburg was in remission. Senator Harry Reid, who we just lost yesterday, former Senate Majority Leader, longtime Democratic Congressman, as well as Senator of Nevada, pancreatic cancer after being in remission. And it's a very, very frustrating sort of concept of when you go into remission and you then die a year later. And I see that with pancreatic cancer. I think a friend of mine's father had pancreatic cancer, went into remission, and then a year later died. And so it starts to make you wonder, what is the cancer doing? Is it outsmarting us? And I say, yeah. I think just like the virus, COVID virus is outsmarting our vaccines, is outsmarting our face coverings and our public officials, I think cancer outsmarts the drugs. And so that doesn't mean that if you're in remission, it's always going to come back. There are some cancers that when you put it into remission, they stay there. Well, didn't Magic Johnson, didn't he get his HIV levels like below zero? If I'm correct, and they've never come back? I mean, I don't think a lot of media has been covering that, but sometimes if you could get something that wants to pervade and get it to subside, sometimes with your immune system and how strong your immune system is, you can maybe keep it in remission. And so maybe what's happening is Harry Reid was 82. You know, maybe, you know, with everything he had, and there's been a lot of discussions on some of his other medical issues, maybe the cancer treatment did its job, but you needed a strong immune system to also take that over. So to quickly review, with Senator Harry Reid, he was on Abroxane. And Abroxane, as we spoke about, is a nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel, which we've used for breast cancer, lung cancer, and it teaches the body how to find the cancer, then it kills it, and then it remembers what that looks like so it will prevent growth. And so people have been using it and avoiding chemotherapy. Some are still getting radiation. Problem with radiation in the pancreas is you have a lot of other sort of organs that could kind of be, you know, casualties, and there could be some cytotoxic stuff that can also happen, whether it's chemo or radiation. So having this pinpoint precision type therapy is fantastic. But it looks like what it needs is your immune system to keep the job going, because it teaches your body how to recognize cancer, kill it, and then. So when Harry Reid was very positive about his cancer and then by 2020 said he was cancer-free, we had spoken about how there's a difference between remission and cancer-free. Remission means your cancer is not active. It's not supposed to be spreading. It's not supposed to be causing active damage. It is in remission. It's there. The potential is there, but it's not doing anything. And that's a much different definition than cancer's gone. We cut that tumor out. It's never coming back. So I never look at anybody, though, being cancer-free. Because when I was in medical school, I learned one out of every two people have some sort of cancer, whether it's a skin cancer, whether it's a little basal cell carcinoma that you just have to kind of, you know, scoop out and desiccate at the bottom and cauterize. And I love taking out basal cell carcinomas. They're fun. Kind of scoop it out. They scoop out. Or squamous cell carcinoma or a melanoma. I mean, there's the gamut of cancers. I think the average person does have a risk for cancer. So when I see a breast cancer patient and the breast cancer patient says, I'm cancer free, I get they want to use that term and I want to say congratulations. I think it's fantastic. We have some family members with breast cancer. I'm like, bravo, awesome. But you still got to do your mammograms and ultrasound because you could get some new breast cancer. You know, I got a mammogram. The mammogram looks fine. I can't say I'm cancer-free because I don't know what the next mammogram could show. And I don't want to be that pessimistic. That's why doctors aren't really the happiest people on earth, because, you know, sadly, we kind of know, you know, ignorance is bliss. And when you know what could happen to you, it's not that blissful. So, you know, I get very, very frustrated when I see somebody go through all that. They want to feel like they have as much of an equal life as and longevity as somebody else. And then they see these stories where somebody was remission, somebody was cancer-free. Now, here's the thing. I don't know exactly if the cause of death with Harry Reid was truly pancreatic cancer. Some reports have said he died of pancreatic cancer. Some say, well, he died after a battle. It could have been heart disease. It could have been stroke. So it doesn't necessarily mean the cancer came back. You know, sadly, there's been a lot of back and forth on social media and stuff, you know, when it comes to, you know, Harry Reid and his politics. I always say, put that aside. We have a man that, you know, dedicated his career to representing Nevada. You know, he lost his life. It's about peace. It's about, you know, hoping his soul goes to heaven, and you know, we honor those that, you know, served our country, and we honor those that served our state. Politics aside, and I understand there's a lot of controversy, which is why, you know, the Las Vegas International Airport, you know, being named after Harry Reid, got some applause and got a lot of criticism. So with pancreatic cancer, as we've talked about, that is one tricky son of a gun. Because your symptoms of pancreatic cancer may be some heartburn. Well, how many of you guys have heartburn? How many of you, like, well, always need to pop the Tums or some Prilosec, over-the-counter Prilosec? So I'm not saying you have pancreatic cancer, but sometimes pancreatic cancer might be confused with, oh, I just had heartburn all these years. Which is why I told you guys, anybody that has heartburn, anybody's on chronic medications for that, you better get yourself checked out. Pancreatic cancer also is painless sometimes. Sometimes you'll have no pain. You won't have abdominal pain. If the cancer spreads, yes, it can hurt. You'll also get back pain because it can spread to the back. You could have loss of appetite. You could have painless jaundice where you're yellow. You don't know why you're yellow. You're not having, like, hepatitis, you know, body aches. You're not having gallstone pains. You're jaundiced. You're yellow, but you don't know why. You're not in pain. That could be a sign of pancreatic cancer. We don't mess around. If your stool is yellow, if your urine goes dark, if you all of a sudden start getting diabetes, you're like, wait a second, I've been exercising, it's not the family, I've been doing everything right, now I have diabetes. Well, because the pancreatic cancer is affecting the beta islet cells, these are cells in the pancreas that make insulin. So now you're having trouble making insulin. Fatigue, if your skin is very itchy, people will be like, oh, I'm itchy, I need steroids, I have a rash, and there's no rash. If your skin is itchy, that could be your ammonia level from your liver, it could be bile salts, it could be your pancreas. So we don't mess around. Risk factors for pancreatic cancer include being older, male, even though we've seen it in women, diabetes, alcohol use. Diabetes, I have seen more and more of an association, either the pancreatic cancer caused the diabetes, or somebody who's diabetic, maybe it was a virus that they picked up. It affected the pancreas's function. So years prior, they had poor, you know, insulin production, so they had diabetes, but maybe it's a virus that is still in that pancreas that could be brewing, causing cancer. So I've seen a connection. I don't think we know exactly what it is, but there is a connection. Alcohol, genetics, African-American descent, Ashkenazi Jewish descent, obesity, a high-fat diet, hepatitis B could put you at risk, H. pylori infection, BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene mutations could also put you at risk. Not just a female cancer. Males can have BRCA1 and BRCA2 gene mutations. Artificial sweeteners has been even talked about. So any weight loss, loss of appetite, turning yellow, sadly, that could be a sign of pancreatic cancer, which sadly took Michael Landon, Alex Trebek, Patrick Swayze, Aretha Franklin. 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.